20 minutes and 6 seconds. So, now, this is not the message, but Word of God tells us to watch as well as pray. And the person who holds the office of president in this country said some very demeaning things this past week to 4 women of African descent. He said that they should go back to your country. And all 3 of the 4 were born here. Now, I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican. I'm not talking politics. I'm talking the culture of this country that we need to be aware of. And we need to be vigilant about what could, how the clock is being turned back in regards to racism being openly all right to do. Now, if you believe in voting, that everybody who is a citizen should be able to have the right to vote, then you should have a challenge with gerrymandering where they fix and configure voting districts so that only a few politicians continue to be elected over and over again. If you believe in education, quality education for all children, then you should have a problem with the pipeline to prison that is dubbing children at as early as 3rd grade that they would be on the path to being incarcerated. If you believe that everybody who eats should work, then you ought to be for at least the $15 minimum wage for workers at all levels. There's so many areas that we need to be concerned about. And even the one who occupies the office of president, where his wife from? So I guess she was included. And her name is Melania. In the Greek, the word Melania is a root of melanin. I'm going to let that sink in for some of you. It's in the Greek, it means melanin, which talks about pigmentation of skin. Some of y'all sleeping on that. But the word also says, the King Matthew 11, verse 12, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That means that anything that is God worthy is worth the fight. So we need to be awake and wise and listening as well as doing. And that is our call, part of our calling as Christians. So that wasn't a message, but that's something I thought that we need should be aware of. Let's pray together. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. Come on, help me sing that. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. One more time. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Jesus is willing to help you. Jesus will carry you through. Lord, we come before you right now asking that you will open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, that we might open our hands to do your will. God, we ask that by your word and through your word and by your spirit, that you will lead us closer into your presence, that your will be made known to each of us and all of us, that we might serve you in spirit and in truth, that we may be ambassadors of your work and your witness. God, so that I not be in the way of anything that you plan to do, I ask that you hide me behind your cross so that those who have an ear might hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And the people of God say together, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, say it like you mean it, church.
Amen.
I have three different readings of verse 15 of Hebrews chapter 12 I want you to take a listen to. See to it, and this is the B part of verse 15. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Work at getting along with each other and with God. Otherwise, you'll never get so much as a glimpse of God. Make sure no one gets left out of God's generosity. Keep a sharp eye out for the weeds of bitter discontent. A thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a whole garden in no time. Like the preach this morning, healing is a painful process. Healing is a painful process. Repeat these words after me, please. Possibilities are fertile.
Possibilities are fertile.
When you allow yourself to heal.
When you allow yourself to
heal. Healing is a painful process. I am now in the sixth week of the healing process of double knee replacement. I have had my knees go from almost twice the size by way of swelling, now almost back to normal. The external swelling, however, is not and was not the major issue. It looked bad, but it wasn't as bad as it looked. The major issue is the internal pain. The pain had been sometimes so traumatic, family, that even though the pain originated in my knees, the trauma of the pain radiated throughout my entire body, and I had to sit real still to try to let that pain pass. And anybody here who's had any type of major surgery understands that procedure and understands the trauma that is felt in the body. It may have been in the leg or it may have been something done with the shoulder, but the trauma of pain internally just radiates all over the place. Do I have a witness? Family, my personal dealing with this internal pain has given me a new perspective on some people who I previously dubbed as mean. Some people that I believed or thought to be mean may have been acting that way because of internal pain. I encourage us all this morning to become a little more tolerant, a little more sensitive. I encourage us to show a little more patience with one another because the one that we believe or think is behaving angrily towards us is doing so because of some kind of internal pain. The short-tempered person, the person who passes us by without speaking, the one who may not be willing to move over and make room for us on our pew row may be behaving that way because of an issue. The issue is not with you, but the issue is with the internal pain. Physical pain, emotional pain, social pain they may be dealing with, unresolved pain from the past, psychological pain, financial pain, ouch, marital pain. A person may be living in a house of pain that causes them to act out. Now, I must say here that because a person may be dealing with pain in their life, it does not give them the liberty to act out at you or me. I'm just saying. As quiet as it's kept, some people romanticize pain. They wouldn't know what to do if they didn't have that pain going on. You know what I'm talking about. You call them and say, how you doing today? And they talk for 17 minutes about their pain. How bad they feel. Where it hurt. What it did last night. What it's doing right now. They glorify and romanticize their pain. I suspect that the reason why some people stay stuck, family, dealing with their agony is because they have not significantly dealt with the source or the root of their pain. Pain continues when you don't deal with it. Did you hear what I said? To move towards healing from any type of pain, it is a process. Childhood crisis that cannot be forgotten. The hard time that someone had on the job stays on their mind. They haven't dealt with that bully. There's church hurt that they can't seem to let go of. You find yourself rehearsing the scene in your mind. The anguish gets deeper as you go over and over and over. And the pain becomes bitterness and it rests deep down in your soul. Sad but true reality is that people are hurting but are not aware that their hurts, their pain is being displaced and shifted on other people. Come on, talk to me, church. Family, the lessons I've learned from the variations of painful experiences in my life is that in order to heal, a person must be willing to go through the process of ridding themselves of the pain before the pain takes root in you. If pain is not dealt with, guess what? Pain will become a part of your persona. The pain will show up in your personality, causing you to be a frustrated family member. Pain will cause you to be an unsatisfied person. And get this, the unchecked pain will cause you to become a bitter believer who blocks your own blessing and other people's blessing. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Can I let the cat out the bag this morning? There are congregations that where being bitter has become a part of its tradition. It's almost as being bitter and holding grudges is a part of the mission statement. Don't look at me funny. You know I'm right. Bitterness causes members to hate on members, and members hate on visitors, and visitors leave and never return. Sad truth, some believers join in on the exchange of pain, and they don't know why. They acting ugly, I'm going to act ugly. They are showing up, I'm going to show up too, and don't know why. And some folk act up out of pain and don't remember what the pain was. People say they've gotten over the pain of the past. But let a certain smell, a certain saying, a certain situation occur, and the pain just brews up. And the pain pops up and people pop off. Family, church have split because of bitterness. The devil has divided congregations and membership. And members have diminished because of pain and bitterness. And long-time friendships have ended and because of unresolved pain and bitterness. Be part of Hebrews 12 says, see to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Another translation says, see to it that no one falls from the grace of God. Family, our text is saying something strong here. Believers are warned against allowing pain to grow into a bitter root. The text teaches not to let anything stop us from receiving God's grace. Spiritual pain, emotional pain, psychological pain, psychological pain, psychological pain, psychological pain.
psychological pain.
If you break your arm, you don't lay it on an altar. You take your broke arm to the doctor. Do I have a witness? You take it to the hospital. Well, when we psychologically have a break, we can't just pray about it. We have to take it to the doctor. Your pastor goes to the doctor once a month to make sure his mind stays right. Some of y'all need to get my doctor's address and phone number. The spirit and psychology go together. If you read the word right, you see Jesus doing some great social work and great psychological work along with spiritual work, because spiritual work is not going to work if your mind ain't right. Spiritual transformation, emotional transformation, psychological transformation takes work.
Yes, oh God.
And if it doesn't happen, we are blocked. We are blocking God's grace. Trying to help somebody this morning. The word root in the Greek means without bottom. Unresolved pain grows deep into our soul and tying up our spirit, disrupting, destroying any good and glory that is in us. Therefore, pain must be rooted out. Somebody here needs help, and I'm trying to help you. How do you root out pain? Well, each time I'm at my physical therapy, the goal is to release the pain and the stiffness from my knees. And it's done by movement. Movement. Movement is a process. Movement. And even though what the therapist does hurts the Hades out of me, over time my knees feel better. The pain is less. And in time I feel almost pain free. Two things here, family. In order to become pain free, pain must be moved from within us. Did you hear what I said? The pain must be moved from within us to outside of us. And if I refuse to work my knees to the point where there is some pain, guess what? I heal less. You see, the aim for me right now is to get 120 degree range of motion in my knees. My left knee is 112. My right knee is 105. So every time she works my right knee, I just lay back. She pushes and pushes and pushes. She says, "Okay, Mr. King, let me work that right knee." And a frown comes over my face. And she puts my foot right in her shoulder, and she starts pushing in. Where my knee therapy patients at? She says, "Relax yourself. Just relax your knee," and I'm giving resistance because of the pain. And that's part of the reason why the right knee has not progressed as well as the left knee. And any time that we don't work and move the pain out of us, guess what? It stays right in us, and we stay stuck. Now, I know some of you here that can't get that therapy illustration, so I know we got a lot of gardeners in the house. Are there any gardeners in the house? Please say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. One of the most difficult weeds to rid in the garden is the dandelion. The dandelion is a hard weed to get rid of. The reason the dandelion is so difficult to get rid of is because of the deep and stubborn growth of the root. Now, you can pop off the top of the dandelion and your garden and your yard looks nice, so you can pull up half of the root of the dandelion, but in a few weeks' time, the dandelion grows back because the root of the dandelion is deep. You follow me? The only way, family, to get rid of that dastardly dandelion is to pull up the entire root. We must pull out the entire root. We must pull out the entire root. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Pull out the entire root. Whatever it is that has grown deep into your spirit, pull out the entire root. Don't just move it over. No, it's all right. Pull out the entire root. I know some of you can't get with that because it's so deep in you, it's going to take a while to get it up out of you. But I encourage you this morning to pull up and pull out the entire root. In order to get rid, to rid yourself of pain and bitterness, you must root out anger entirely. Did you hear what I said? In order to truly be blessed of God, you must allow God's grace to take the bitterness out at the root. I wish I had a prayer in church this morning. In order for peace to be restored, God's grace must root out the problem. Help me, Jesus. If you desire to restore relationships with one another, let God's grace root out resistance and root out the revolting spirit. If you want to be healed, let God's grace root out the hurt in your life. Do I have a witness? I came here to help somebody, and I can hear somebody thinking, what I do is my own business, Pastor King. What I feel is what I feel, and I want to feel the way that I feel. That root is deep, and you got to learn to let it go. Do I have a witness? Tell somebody, let it go. Tell somebody else to root it out. Family, the text warns us that bitterness left unchecked, can spread from you to the congregation, to the community, to your family, to Lottie, Dottie, and everybody because of not having dealt with the root. And we know something about roots. If the root is bad, so is the fruit. And guess what? Fruit don't fall far. Wonder about why my children act like that. Move on, Pastor King. If God's people have no peace, how can we help a seeking community find peace in God? If grace is not shown amongst believers, how can grace be shared with those who are in need of seeking God's grace? My time's up. My knee's getting stiff. That's my word to you. Processing through pain, uprooting bitterness, happens by God's grace. God's grace is sufficient to do exceeding and abundant above all we could think or ask. Do I have a witness? God's grace is sufficient. I heard somebody say three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Help me preach this thing as I close. Tell somebody, my grace is sufficient for you, says the Lord. How can I give my best praise unless I let go of my pain? God's grace is sufficient. How can I walk in the Spirit of God if I'd rather wallow in sorrow? God's grace is sufficient. How can I walk by faith and not by sight if I'm overwhelmed with shame? God's grace is sufficient. How can I experience power from on high if I won't let go of my problems? God's grace is sufficient. How can I be healed and whole if I don't let go? God's grace is sufficient.